Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Send us from Kenai Salin. Greetings, greetings. I'm Yadin. Rasai Adonis Tafari. Here for this Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, RSS. Here we're at the 47th degree of Ainai Rastafari Sabbatical Studies. Here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Re'eh. Sabbath C. Scene. Sabbath Sight C. Sabbath Ineho. Sen Bet in the Ho, Bamarinyan, the Mitzvah Kedus, King of Kings Bible at the Groundation in Torah. We have it as Shabbat Re'eh, seen. Here pick up with fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy, Debarim, the Sefer Debarim, HaDebarim, the words, Deuteronomy chapter 11. This Torah reading and feeding constitutes Deuteronomy chapter 11 at verse 26. To chapter 16, verse 17. Then the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Shabbat. Shabbat. For this Shabbat is Aniyah So'ara. Oh, afflicted and storm-tossed. Here we have Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 11. To chapter 55, verse 5. Here we're at the third of the seven Shabuot, the seven weeks, the seven strongs, sabbatically speaking, of comfort here. So the 7 weeks of comfort before we come to the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew, the lunar, solar, new year here in the season. So here coming into the fall festival time, you know, at the end of the year. So we have this Shabbat here, Shabbat Re'eh. And it concerns the Baraka Ukalala, the blessing or the curse. The blessing, actually the blessing and the curse. It's a choice. Before us is set these two ways. Right, so we have the Baraka and we have the Kalala. So let's just continue right here, you know, at the top of this podcast here. This is the first, right, we call like the double podcast here, the after the Shabbat. It's after the Shabbat now we're podcasting, but we say Shabbat Shalom, send that Salam. Yes, sir.
Send that Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest inside your home.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaya, Meskel Abra. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of
stars. Your children, the stars. Stars shine, shine, shine.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And the Sabbath psalm appointed for the Sabbath, Psalm 92, Psalm 92, right here for the Sabbath day.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
So here. Got some business, got Father's business here, the study. So grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture. Bring a willing and a repentive and attentive mind. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we got this work, right, to study to shew I and I selves approve. So before we get into details right here, let's just ride up with the chant, the Psalms, right? Begin off with thanks and praises. Here, Armageddon. Armageddon featuring Ras on this at the far right here with Shabbat Peace. Adaptation based on the sabbatical psalm, Psalm 92.
بسم آب وويل ومنفس كدوس هادو عملاق آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلتو كبر لحيل وكبر لكلم آوي حيل للا جا راست فار آي أجا جا ويا ويل أجا جا ويا ويل Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yes, inside your home. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yes, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
most of the time, people get caught in a dissonant mind. It's the behind, Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, enough of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You find petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the Imnegede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way away. Adjaja way.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Isis, 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 I. Yes, I. And thanks and praise to gathering, beginning off Isis. Thanks and praises. Then get into the business right here, job business. The Torah reading and feeding, the studies here. Here, the sabbatical study, the 47th degree of I&I, Torah reading and feeding here. Here, we're coming to the fulfillment of the year. We're in the 7 weeks of comfort. Here, we're in the third of the 7 weeks. Get into a little more of the details. After this, Haile Selassie I Jah, Rastafari chant. Here, African Ayabingi.
This is from Manuel T. and Fire Chief. But first, this. Give thanks and praises.
Sisters, greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah. Cause it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie Rastafari.
Jai
Samachai, Jai Selassie Rastafari,
Jai Samachai,
Jai Selassie. Jai Rastafari.
Jai Samajai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samajai.
Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. World conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Let them that hate Jah now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari Selassie. Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samajai.
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 King of kings, Lord of lords.
Jai Samajai.
King of kings, Lord of lords.
Jai Samajai.
The conquering lion of tribe of Judah.
Jai Samajai.
The conquering lion of tribe of Judah.
Jai Samajai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai Samajai.
Hail Selassie Rastafari.
Jai
Samajai. Yes, give thanks and praise it.
Rosh Chodesh Tov, new month, new moon. Blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, the rhyme.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No key, no tens. Ayum, Baraka, Ukalala. Behold, look and see, seen, sight, re, see, seen. I have set before you today a blessing and a curse. Re, Anochi, no ten, lesnechem. Hayom, Baraka, Ukalala. Hear the opening words right here for this 47th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And here in the season after the Shabbat podcast here for the seventh day as we move forward to the first day. We've come into a new month, a new moon, right? Here, the reason for the season, coming into a new month, coming into a new moon right here, here, here. Here we have this Torah reading and feeding C, or often interpreted in the KJV as behold. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing, a baraka, and a Kalala. So I and I Torah reading and feeding right here, Rastafari Sabbatical Studies for this Shabbat Strong. It begins with the word in Hebrew, Re'e, seen. It's translated as behold. So in the Hebrew, we have Re'e. Royal Amharic, we have Eneho. Eneho is like, say, behold. But here from the groundation, the Saratawi Kwankwa, as Gurmawi Negus Neges, as Imperial Majesty says, the Hebrew, the foundational language here, we're going to the Hebrew groundation, Re'e, see. I give or I set. Hebrew is notain. I setting. Anoki, I, myself, notain, setting. Actually, the Hebrew notain comes from natan, like Nathan, natan. Natan means to give, right? And in that sense, to give, right? So the matana, like the name Matthew, is like a gift, right? I give, lifnechem, before you all, this thing, that Re'e is speaking to a man in the singular, a singular man, to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, as one man, as one body. Re'e, see, all of us to see, like one eye, one vision. Anoki, I give, lifnechem, before your faces. So bring up before your faces, or before you all. So see all of us as one man that is called Hayom, the day, even today, Hayom, the day, Baraka, blessing, and Kalala, and a curse. Now, Kalala, as we went into even before from the Kalal, and also in the Amharic, we have Kalala, to make something trivial, to make it like less, almost to make something worthless. Right, so whether we receive the baraka, right, prosperity increase, or the decrease in that sense, the decrease. But let's get in some of the particulars here. What is being said by this opening verse? Right, if we do what? If we obey the commandments of Yahweh, if we obey His commandments, it goes on in the next verse here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 11. Chapter 11 at verse 26 and verse 27. If we all obey, Shema, hear, feel it, obey the commandments and imperatives of Yahuwah, of He who be, who He be. Etaha baraka asher tishma'u. Now, tishma'u means to hearken, right, to hear from the Shema, tishma'u. Shema, you get a Shema, Tishma'u, if you all hear. But the sense in the Hebrew of hearing also has the implication of obedience, right? So like to hear and to obey, even in the sense that many of us would say, you feel me? Like, do you agree? Do you consent? Right? You know, like, yeah, I agree. That's like hearing and obeying, just to bring out that the spirit of the Hebrew, not just that of HaTorah, but the spirit of
my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, the Barim.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
Let's elaborate.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here, and looking at the opening words for this 47th sabbatical here from the Chumash and the Hebrew, Kalala, verse 26, here, verse 27, Et ha-baraka ha-shmu'u, blessing, Et ha-baraka, the baraka, the blessing, the increase, the prosperity, ha-baraka, asher, that which tishma'u, that which y'all hear, that which y'all hearken to, that which y'all obey. So the blessing will be on the count of on hearing and obedience. Et habraka asher tishmu illa mitzvot, the commandments, Yahuwah, he who be, we be Elohim, y'all Elohim, asher, that which anoki, I, mitzaweh, command. So we have mitzvah, commandment, mitzvot, or mitzvot, and here, mitzaveh, is a modern Hebrew, mitzaveh, ancient pointing, mitzaweh, etekem, hayom, that I command you all, etekem, hayom, the day, today. So here, there's a baraka. Right? The baraka is conditional on the hearing, the hearkening, the shema, tishmu, to the commandments, right? To the commandments of he who be, we be, his divine majesty, I and I, Elohim, that I command you this day. And going on, right here, verse 28, and the curse, the cuss, v'hak'lala'im, if not tishmu, if you don't hearken, and therefore the kalala, right, the curse, right, making it trivial, making of no account, trying to find the other word in English that can bring that out. Like if you lessen something, you know, you treat it like it's worthless, like you trivialize. If you don't trivialize the teaching of his majesty, if you don't trivialize when he said, you know, my advice to all is to fulfill the 10 commandments, a.k.a. the 10 words. And the curse, the consequence with ha-kalala, right, the kalala, if. So here's the conditional, if, lo, no, tishmu. So in verse 27, we have a conditional, the baraka, asher tishmu, right, that which y'all hear, if you hear it, right, there's the baraka, right, and im lo tishmu, if y'all don't hear it, im lo, if not, tishmu, you're hearing, right, et mitzvot, Yahuwah Elohim, if you don't hear the commandments of he who be, we be, I and I, Elohim, with sartema mina hadereka asher anokia mitzaveh etekem hayoma lileket achre Elohim achrim asher lo yidaitem. So here the full of verse 28 here, Deuteronomy chapter 11. Verse 28, the Hebrew, here the translation, and the curse, if y'all shall not hearken, not listen, not hearken to the commandments, the imperatives of Jehovah, your Elohim, but turn aside, visartem, if you turn aside, visartem, mina haderek, from the derek, zu haderek, this is the way, but if you want to turn away, sartem, visartem, mina haderek, asher, that which anoki, I, mitzaveh, command etekem, you all, hayom, this day, laleket, right, turning aside out of the way that I command you this day to go, to walk, to trod, laleket, acherei, after Elohim, acherim, after other Elohim, asher, that which they who, that which lo yidaitem, that which y'all have not known. In other words, in which there's no relationship, right? It's about relationship. We're talking about religion. We're talking about relationship and the revelation in that relationship, right? So we have Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 28. These three trinity of verses, these three verses here give us a fuller fold for this 47th sabbatical study. What are we to re'ei, to see, right? Seeing, sight, do you see this? Seeing, sight, we obtain ha'el, ha'el, the Almighty, ha'elohim, ha'elohim, the baraka, when we hear slash obey. So the key word in the Hebrew, the same word for hearing, I would say Shema Yisrael, for hearing, also is the word for obedience, just to bring that out, right? If we obey, he who be who he be, and our decision to obey manifests that prospered state, that standing, that status, that standing, right? That status, being in good standing. So covenantally speaking, this is what makes one in good standing. Like one would say, like one is in good standing, like they have a contract or agreement, and they're in bad standing, they got a bad credit, so to speak. To maintain good credit is the tishmu, is the obedience, the hearing, right, to he who be who he be. So our decision to hear and to obey, it manifests, right, in the reality, it manifests the blessed state, right, of walking, of trotting before the divine face and in the divine grace. Now, the direct object marker in the Hebrew, right, is et, right? Now, et is very interesting because it occurs before the word blessing in chapter 11 at verse 27, where it reads, et ha-baraka, et ha-baraka. That is the direct object marker in the Hebrew. It's before the word the blessing, ha-baraka. Ha. Ha is the definite article, the blessing. In the opening verse, it basically says a blessing and a curse. Literally, it says a blessing, baraka, ukalala. It doesn't say ha baraka or ha kalala, the blessing or the curse, but it's a blessing or a curse, a prospering, or we could say a decreasing, a lessening, right? An increasing or a decreasing in that sense. The choice is I and I. So the direct object marker, the et, right, before ha-baraka, it alludes to the berkot, right, of the aleph to tav. Now, aleph to tav in the Hebrew is when people say the alpha and omega, right, in the New Testament sense, you know, when things got translated into another language outside of the Hebrew, and that's the Koine Coptic Greek of the New Testament. So people say alpha and omega, but the groundation of that is the beginning and the end of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, the Aleph, Ha-Aleph, the Aleph to the Ha-Tau. Ha-Tau, ancient pointing, ancient way we would say Afro-Semitically, Ha-Tau, right? Modern Hebrew, Ha-Tav. So the Aleph to Tav, right? The A, we could say the A to Z, so to speak, in the English. But the Z is not the last letter. The T, the Tau is. That is from Rabbeinu Yeshua, who is the Alpha and Omega. Remember the Chazon of Yohanan, right? As described in Leviticus, we have in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 to 13. So let's go here, you know, so we can get a groundation, so we can study to shew I and I ourselves approved, you know, because this instruction, direction, instruction, even as it was given to the sons of Israel, some things in the wilderness they were to do, right? Other things they were learning to do, right? Study to learn and learn to do while they were still in the Midbar, while they were still on the trot, while they still was on the journey there. So here when we go to Leviticus chapter 26, right, this chapter speaks about the Torah of the land, the direction, instruction of the land. It speaks of the conditions of baraka, of blessing, the warning of chastisement, the warning of punishment. Scrolling to verse 3, the conditions of baraka, if your walk trod in my statutes and keep my commandments, my imperatives, and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach to the sowing time, and y'all shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely, and I will give you shalom, peace in the land, and y'all shall lay down, and none, no one shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts, hurtful, harmful beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye all shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of y'all shall chase 100, and 100 of y'all shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect. Now, remember we talked about the word respect, how the word respect hebraically is like, has to do with a face and like kind of showing partiality to face. And we know that Yahuwah, Jehovah, is not a respecter of persons. But here he says in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 9, for I will have respect to you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. Now, remember the context here of the blessing, the baraka, ukalala, and the curse, the context right here. See, in verse 3, it says, if y'all trod in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, when will this happen? When will this baraka, when we walk trod in his statutes and keep his imperatives and do them? That's the context there. Therefore, get to verse 9. For I will have respect, so Jah will have respect, right, to I, and make I fruitful and multiply I, and he will establish his berit, his covenant with I. So the sense of he doesn't have respect to persons and faces, but to those who walk in his way, the derek, right, zu, ha derek. Right, Zu, Wazeh, Haderek, and this is the way. Verse 10, and y'all shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. Interesting, right? Bring forth the old because of the new. So we have the Brit HaYeshana that they call the Old Testament, and we have the Brit Chadasha. Look at this verse, Leviticus 26 and 10. Chin, Reu, all of y'all see this scene, and y'all shall eat old store and bring forth the what? The old because of the new. Verse 11, and I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. This is deep right here. This is a height right here. Right? He's saying my soul. Now remember, the soul is feminine. And even in the context of the text, right, my soul, so to bring out the verse like from the Hebrew, in the spirit of the Hebrew, and my soul, she shall not abhor you. And my soul, she should not think of you or treat you as disgusting. Right? So now, if we don't, right, im lo tishmu, if we don't hear, if we don't hearken, then there's the kalala. Right? There's a trifling. You say, why we got to be treated like this? Why this happens to us? Why? Well, here's the why. Right, the answer to that, why. Verse 13, and I will walk among you, and he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, says that he will walk amongst I, right, and in I, and he will be, right, your Elohim, I, Ha'elohim, I, power, and ye and y'all shall be Ami, my people. So when we say we Jah people, it must be Jahweh, with Zehadarek. And this is the way. Verse 13, he says, I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, who brought you forth forward out of the land of Mitzrayim, that ye, that y'all should not be their bondmen. Not be their bondmen. I know a lot of people like to insert the word slave and all these kind of ideas, but bondmen, right? We're not be their bondmen, their servants. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. Yeah, a lot of I, there's like about upright. Well, here, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13. He has broken the bands of I yoke, the world flesh, the satanic sacrum, and is making I, right, to go upright in Yahweh truth and in Jasight. So here. Just to connect this right here with the blessings, the berakot from Aleph to Tau, from A to T, to say A to Z, to say the Alpha Omega, the 22 letters. So there's 22, right, letters of the Hebrew alphabet. That's a 2-2, the Aleph Tau or the alphabet, right? This is what's described in Leviticus 26, right? Chapter 26, verses 3 to 13. And as Dawid, David, HaMelech, David the king, as Negus Dawid said, I have set Shaviti, Shaviti, modern Hebrew Shaviti, Shaviti, Shaviti. I have set Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, always, always before me, always before I. Now, this is very interesting, Chabarim, because we just had, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the Order of Melchizedek, in this previous Shabuah, here in the season, in this lunar solar year, we just had this very psalm right here, Psalm 16. Psalm 16, right, verse 8. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi tamid. I have said, he who be, who he be, Shaviti Yahuwah, Shaviti Adonai, Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi, le negadi, like face to face with me, like in front of me, negadi, right? Tamid, 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 tamid means always, continually. I have set he who be, who he be. Now, this is a key word here, Judaically, Hebraically, right here from Psalm 16, Mizmor Tetzvein, Tetzvein, Psalm 16, verse 8. I have set Jehovah always before me. Shaviti Yahuwah lenegadi tamid. The annotator of what we know as the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan means table, Aruch. Aruch means like a properly set, like a prepared table, a set table. And this is what's known as the compendium, right? The compendium of Judaic, of Hebraic, we say of Israelite Torah, of Israelite law. The Shulchan Aruch. So literally it has a sense of like a set table. So there we get an inner sense of Psalm 23, right? He's prepared a table before my right, you know, in the presence of my enemies. But that law, it has to do with the law. So it's a compendium of the Judaic, of Jah people, Torah, right? That the annotator of the Shulchan Aruch, right, on the first paragraph, quotes these very words here from Psalm 16, from Mizmor Tetzvein. And quoting these words with this comment, this is a leading principle in, quote, religion. You know, people get twisted about religion because they don't know no other language besides the Latin-derived English. But, right, this is a leading principle in relationship, when divine covenantal relationship, right? And in the striving of the righteous, ha-tzadikim, who walk, who trod ever, always in the presence, in the face. When we say the presence of God, we're saying in his face, right? As though he is seeing us, but also in his face, his perspective, in his POV, in his point of view. Not just how I see it, but how does he who be, who he be, see it? Seen, sight, re'e. To have the consciousness of being always before him must profoundly affect man's conduct, the human beings and I and I's conduct in every circumstance, in every situation. That's just the first part of verse 8 from Psalm 16, verse 8. Shuriti, Yahuwah lenegadi tamid, ki mimini bal emot, surely for show, right? He is at my right hand. Ki for me yamini, me yamini, me mini, me mini, yamin, yamin, yamin is the right hand, me mini, from my right hand or at my right hand, me mini, ki me mini, for at my right hand or from my right hand, bal emot, I shall not be emot, emot, to be moved. Right, to be moved, you know, like somebody move you off your square. You're not really firm and flat foot. They got you to move. But here, bal emot, I shall not be moved. As my guide and my helper, I shall not be moved. And we see this phrase actually in the previous psalm, right? The previous psalm, not Psalm 16 here, but we go to Psalm 15, the fifth verse, right? This is the Psalm, Mizmor Tetzavav, Psalm 15, Jah's guest. And verse 5 says, let's just go to the Psalm just in the fuller form of 8:3, Mizmor Dawid, Psalm of David, Yahuwah Mia, Yagur, Be Aholeka, Jehovah who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle, in Hebrew, Aholeka, in thy tent, me, Yishkon, Yishkon, who shall shakan, who shall dwell, who shall abide, me, Yishkon, Behar, Kadeshika, who shall dwell up on in thy holy mountain, Behar, Kadeshika. And here's the answer. Verse 2, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. So we know the scripture, HaTorah, qualification for uprightness has to do, as in Leviticus chapter 26, right, even with verse 3, in trotting, right, in Yahweh, right, in trotting and walking it out in his statutes, his commandments. So he that walketh and trotteth uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart, that hath no slander up on his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honoreth them that reverence, that respect, Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, he that sweareth to his own hut, to his own hurt, and changeth not. And here's the fifth verse. He that putteth not out his money on interest. It's interesting because here in these Torah readings and feedings, there's an emphasis on not doing that, right? Interest, lending money, right, to our homie and to those who sojourn amongst us, right, on interest. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things, which things? These things, which things? The things here in Psalm 15, Chabarim. He that doeth these things shall never be moved, shall never be moved. Or say the doer ele of these lo yimot le olam, will not be moved forever, will never be moved le olam. So it could be translated will not be moved forever, or will not be moved, never be moved, le'olam. Le'olam has a sense of forever, but in this construct here has a sense of never, like never, ever, and there's no possibility of it. So verse 5 here, as it connects here with Psalm 16, verse 8, and as it connects here with this 47th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, as Dawid HaMelech, as David the king said, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before I. Shuiti Yahuwah Linegdi Tamid. So David's made a choice to set, right? Shuiti, right? To set, right? Notice also in some translation, we have the same sense in the translation. I have set before you this day. Right, this day. So just to put the connection here, not to spook it out, blessing and curse, like it's on some whim of, no, it's actually a divine and a real world science. It's a real world science. You know, if you do these things lead to this, right? If you don't do these things that lead to this good thing, then you're going to go to a bad thing. Seen? Dawid made a choice to set Yahuwah before his eyes. For he understood that opening his eyes to reality, to the truth, to Jah truth, which is reality, was the only path, the only way. And this is the way. Zu haderek. This is the way of real baraka. This is the way of real prosperity. This is the way of real increase. And we're not just talking about on one level. We're speaking about in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Man is a Trinity in spirit, in soul, psychologically, in body, our carbon, organic structure, our health, and our wealth in the fullness of things. Right. So just to connect here with this Torah reading and feeding, Psalm 15, right, as well as Psalm 16, Psalm 16, verse 8, Psalm 16, verse 8, David gives us the key, right? He has set before him he who be who he be, and he could declare key, menini, balemot, surely he is at my right hand. Right, I shall not be moved. I will never, ever be moved. And in Psalm 15, right, verse 5, it says, he that doeth these things shall never, ever, never, ever be moved. They are qualified to be a guest of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. He benefits, I and I benefit from God's protection and may successfully withstand the attacks, the ups and downs, the follies, the undercrowns of the ratchet, of the defiant, of the wicked. On the other hand, we are able, and historically speaking have, but one may obtain Jah's curse. All right? Some people think, well, because Jah is the true love and he's loving and kind, that there's not consequences of disobedience. In fact, in the Proverbs, is it Proverbs? I think it's Proverbs. I really think it's Proverbs. It might be Ecclesiastes. I'll follow up on this, but just put this out here. We're just reasoning, just vibes in here. It says, the curse causeless shall not come. The curse, right? I like to put it like the consequence. Like something happened, and you say, well, what happened here? Right? What caused this? Nothing. Come on, nothing couldn't cause something. Something must cause something, right? So the curse caused less shall not, happen. So what's the cause? If we obtain John's curse, which is called in the Hebrew the kalala, it's when we close our eyes, right, and stop our ears, especially our ears from the Shema, right? Shema Yisrael from the Tishmu, right? As it says, Im lo Tishmu. So the baraka is automatic for hearing. Right, but if we do not hear im lo tishmeu, right, is when we close our ears, right, we close our eyes, we forget, right, Yahuwah, right, is always present, right, Yahuwah, Howeh, right, Wahu Haya, he and he who was, Wahu Howeh, or Hoveh, he who be presently Howeh, Wahu and he. Yihyeh, Yihyeh, Yahweh, Yihyeh, and he who will be. So when we don't set Jehovah always before I and I, when we don't try and seek to walk in his way and keep those precepts, right? Even the precepts that are so wonderfully and simply and directly laid out in Psalm 15. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, that hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors them that respect, that reverence Yahuwah. He that sweareth to his own hurt, right, his own evil, his own hurt, right, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money on usury, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never, ever be moved. We're going to have to follow up on this right here. This is the fifth verse about lending money on interest, right, as well as bribery, or like they like to say in Ethiopia, the gubo. They say this is a big thing. It's like we say, Jew and Gentile, Ethiopian at home and ones abroad even know this. There's a lot of bribery, right? A lot of bribery that's going on, a special sense of godless and creeping coup against the divine master, Kamala Hadassah. A lot of bribery. The corruption of justice by bribery is severely condemned in the Bible and in the scripture. Right? So we can see is a testimony of this. Right? For nearly 3,000 plus years, trotting in this way and receiving the baraka and then going astray, right? The great transgression, the rebellion against the King of Kings. And we see it go from the Baraka, right, prosperous, right, increase, high standing, to this very strange question mark today, right? Exodus chapter 23 and 8, right? So we have a no bribery Ethiopia campaign. That's what we need, no bribery, right? People talk about the covenant and, you know, maintaining the heritage, right? Well, we have to look out against these things that are not being done, because it's he that doeth these things shall never be moved, that don't take bribes. So bribery corrupts justice. Exodus chapter 23 and 8, right? Deuteronomy and partiality, respect of persons, right? Often people respect people because of the, quote, bribe, or what they can get from somebody, or out of a fear of what that person is going to do to them, right? Fearing flesh, right? Exodus 23, verse 8, Deuteronomy 16, right? Verse 19, Deuteronomy 27, verse 25. Nothing demarcates the concept of human society as depicted through the scriptures, through the sacred writings, I, sacred writings, from the realities of the contemporary, the nowadays world, the world flesh, satanic seclorum, as does the unswerving, there's unswerving insistence. There's basically absolutely zero tolerance. There's zero tolerance from the true covenant perspective, an unswerving insistence upon the corruptive power of the bribe and against bribery. A healthy corporate body, right? A healthy corporate body. Remember all of Israel being spoken to by Jehovah and Moshe as one man? This is where we get the principle that later on will come out in later day law as corporate law, right? The corporate body, all of us as like one entity. A healthy corporate body is only possible where the impartial, the non-partial rule of justice is complete and absolute. The practice of bribery, right, or for the careless Ethiopians, the gubo, right, the practice of bribery or gubo is a cancer that inevitably destroys its strength, its strength, and its stability. This is why Dawid could say, right, he that doeth these things, right, shall never, ever be moved. Ose ele lo yemot ale olam. Qualified to be a guest of Jah, right, benefiting from his guidance and protection, and successfully withstanding the attacks, the ups and downs, the follies, the undergrounds of the Rasha, of the ratchet, of the wicked, right, of the Uckers. So here, consequently, vis-a-vis the Kalala, right, suppressing Jah's truth. His message, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Some ones who call upon his name, right, they don't like that. Right, because they had a bad experience with counterfeit Christianity. So what? That's not His Majesty. That's not Ethiopia, right? Holy Ethiopia, covenant keeping, historical heritage Ethiopia. But suppressing Jah's truth invariably leads to idolatry. That is to self exaltation. Right. Note that the root of the word for curse in the Hebrew kalal. Allow, it means to be treated as of little account. Like, why are you treating me like this? You know, people feel like you used to treat me some honor, but now you treat me like of little account. That's what you do when you turn away, right? Especially Rastafari. This is first and foremost to I and I namesakes. Rastafari, right? Treating His Majesty's teaching as of little account. Right, you want to talk all this about 42 negative confessions, then you want to lie on Moshe, and you want to join the ratchet Uckers because they say he plagiarized, and you believe that. Well, that point is going to be a big point that's going to be settled. I hope ones can think differently due to Shuva right before us, because not only are you attacking Moshe there and lying on Moses, but you're lying on His Majesty. You are. Right, because the two are not the same. Yes, they're moral instructions of different people. Right, and we're not even putting down the 42 negative confessions of Nebseni. Nebseni, we don't hear his name being mentioned. That's what he founded, Nebseni. You know, then they talk a lot of other stuff, right? It's a confession. right? A confession and a commandment is two different things, right? Because I confess I did not do this, right, doesn't mean you can confess you did not do this. I may not have done this. You may have done this. But if one says don't do this, that means we both are under the obligation not to do this, so we both may have a good confession. So the word kalal, curse, it means to treat as of little account, as trivial. And therefore, this is what ratifies, puts into effect, like seals the judgment of that rebellious heart, right? Thought, feeling, emotion, so forth, mind, right? Attitude towards Jah. This is Mida Keneged Mida. Mida Keneged Mida. We are ignored, right, by Jehovah as we ignore him. Another word, a way of bringing this out, right, it's like deuces. When we say deuces, right, we call this like the Hebrew karma, Mida Keneged Mida. When we ignore, right, when we ignored, right, by Jehovah, it's because we have ignored him. Just as we are, you know, we see by him when we truly seek, right? Seek his face, seek his perspective. And here, this here points to Yeshaya, Isaiah, here in this, for this Shabbat of comfort, right? Shabbat Aniyah So'ara, right? We'll touch on that as we move forward. But Isaiah chapter 55, verses 5 to 6. You got that right here, Isaiah chapter 55, right, verses 5 to 6. Let's bring this up right here, here, here. 55, give me one moment, brothers and sisters. It's not good enough. Sometimes you see somebody makes a quote and you see it there, but you never, ever, never, ever, never, ever go there, right? And then you might start talking like, well, this don't make sense to me because you're not fully studying, right? So Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 7. Chapter 55, the eternal salvation, everlasting salvation. Verse 6, it says, seek y'all, Yahuwah, Jehovah, while he may be found. Call y'all upon him while he is near. Make the wicked, let the wicked, the ratchet, the rebellious, right, the defiant, forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. Make him return due to Shuba. Make a turn, the 180 from the straightway to Yahweh. Make him return to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him. And to Eloheinu, to I and I, power, I and I, Elohim, for he will abundantly, abundantly pardon. And here this verse 8, 55 and 8, Isaiah, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahuwah. Here we say the Sinai fellow Rastafari, those who have an antagonism to the principle of the Bible and the principle of the King of Kings Christ and the principle of what His Majesty so clearly articulates. For His Majesty's thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are His Majesty's ways your ways. This is why we come together to study, right, to shew I and I self-approved, so that we would not be disapproved. So we see, seen, see, we see that habraka or hakalala, the prosperity or the decrease, right, the blessing or the consequence, the curse, really it comes from our own, from us, right, from our own inward decision. And Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim, establishes the path. He establishes the path, the way that we choose, the derek, right, the menged. He establishes the path that we have chosen. I'm speaking to first, speaking of to I and I, brother, who's us speaking to? A few ones on this, but hail up to the chaplain. He was talking on this right here, and it's one of the Psalms. So it was Psalm 125. Is that the Psalm? Yeah, 125. Let's see if we got the Psalm. Because this is high right here. You know, I'm listening to the small, still voice, you know, from all the preparation. He's showing I and I this, and I gives thanks. Boom. Here it goes. It's 125 and 5. But as for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, or in Ayabingi we should chant to like their crook-hearted ways, and as for such as turn aside to their crook-hearted ways, Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. You peep that? In Psalm 125, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, Psalm 125, verse 5, but as for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, Jehovah will lead them. Jehovah's going to lead them, right? He will lead them. It's kind of an interesting idea if you stop for a moment. It depends on what you've heard people say about the Bible, about Yahweh previously, right? Some would say that this, no, that it's not Jah. He doesn't have no part. No, it says that Jah will lead them away. He's going to lead them away with the workers of iniquity, right? And peace, right? Shalom al Yisrael. Peace upon Yisrael. Jah will lead. The sense of the Hebrew is a little more forceful. Yolikhem Yahuwah eta apor elei ha'aven, right? Jehovah will lead. Really, it's more of may Jehovah lead. So it's actually almost a prayer right here. Those who turn aside, the renegades, right? The identity thieves, right? The renegades who forsake the straight, right, course of duty to their power and their country. It's interesting to note here that how his majesty speaks to their God and to their country, to their father and to their country, right? Jehovah will lead them, or our prayer here Hebraically is may Jehovah lead them to share, right, to share a like condemnation. But then we seal it up with shalom. This is how we have shalom, because Jah will lead them away that way. So based on what our decision is, whether to hear or not to hear, Hailahim, the power, the nature of natures, right, the God of gods, the source of source, will establish the path that ones have chosen. As Dawid HaMelech, as David the king, as he said, even in the same Psalm 16, Chavarim, he says, God supports my lot. Right? He supports my lot. Jah supports my lot right here. He maintaineth my lot. Here, Psalm 16, verse 5, the last part, it says, with the fuller verse says, Jehovah, the portion of mine inheritance and my cup, thou the eye maintainest my lot. Yahuwah menata chelki v'kosi. Jehovah, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, of my chalice with kosi. Ata tomik gorali. Ata the eye, male and none other. Ata tomik gorali. Thou maintainest I and I lot. Thou maintainest I and I lot. And Solomon, he wrote something, Shlomo HaMelech. In Proverbs, Mishle, Shlomo, Mashlim, in the Proverbs 16 and 9, somebody's number 16, eh? 16 and 9, Proverbs 16 and 9. So we have Father, David, right? Psalm 16 and 5. The Son, Shlomo, Proverbs 16 and 9. The heart of man plans his way, but Yahuwah, but Jehovah directs his steps. So the heart, to say like the mind of man, plans his way. But it's Yahweh, he who be who he be, that directs his steps. So here, once again, Re'e anoki anotein lefnekem mahayom abaraka ukalala si. Seeing, I am setting, I am giving in your face, before your face, your perspective and your presence before you this day, today, a baraka and a kalala, a blessing and a curse. So here, coming into the Chodesh Elul, here in the season, the reason for the season. Are we correct with this time in right here? Saturday, August 27th, corresponding to the 30th day of Av, right? That's the fifth month, the fifth moon, about to head into the sixth moon, Hebraically right here, and seal up the holy year with the seventh moon, the fall festival season. So here we have the Chodesh Elul and the 40 days of Teshuvah. Right, the 40 days of Teshuvah. So we have 6 months that's known as Elul, right? And Elul is beginning actually in this time right here. As we're on the air, some have it as the 26th, right? We see this more as the 27th going into the first day service at the top of the hour, more of the full of the sixth moon, right, the 6 months. Now, traditionally, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the new month of the sixth moon, of the month called Elul, it marks the beginning of a 40-day season of repentance, the season of Teshuvah, right? Teshuvah, right? Of repentance, of making that turn. Literally, it's like to make a turn or to think different. That culminates on the solemn holiday, the holy day of Yom HaKippurim, right? The day of the atonement, the coverings. The month of Elul, the 6 months, as we count from the first month, right, Passover, the Passover season, the beginning of months right there, right? So in the holy season, Hebraically, according to Torah, the first 7 months are like the holy season. We say in season, and then after that, out of season. But here, reason for the season, the 6 month, the sixth moon, known as Elul, is therefore a time that's set aside each year to prepare for the Yamim Noraim, the days of dread, the days of awe, the Yamim, the days Noraim, of dread ones, of awes, right? Like awesome things, dreadful things, wonderful, even terrible. By getting our spiritual, iritical, our spiritual bait, by it, our house in order, 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 order in Jakort. Now, during this time, this Iowa, we make additional effort to repent, to turn towards Hailahim, to shuv, 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 to shuv, shuv is a turn. Therefore, to shuva, the turn, the return, right, the repentance. Now, in the Judaic tribe, these 40 days are sometimes also referred to as the Yemei Ratzon. Yemei, the days of Ratzon. Ratzon is favor, the days of favor. Ratza, rotze, like the will, like even when we say that the will or the will of Elohim. But in this context, the days of favor, the Yemei Ratzon. Since it was during this time that Yahweh, that Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, he forgave the Bnei Yisrael, called Beit Yisrael, the sons of Israel and the whole house of Israel, after the Ukkari, the sin, the lack, the forfeiture of the Egel Masika, of the molten calf that is falsely called by many the golden calf, scripturally the molten calf. According to the Perkei, the Rebbe Eliezer, we have that there. Some of the sages liken these 40 days to the number of days it takes for the human fetus to be formed within the womb, within the matrix. Again, some of ancient Hebrew Judaic sages, right, they had likened these 40 days, the 40 days of Teshuvah, of repentance, right, leading up to the Day of Atonement, right, to the number of days it takes for the human fetus, right, that embryo, embryonically speaking, to be formed within the rechem, within the matrix, within the womb. So here, Rosh Chodesh, Elul, Baraka, 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 blessing right here. The following is a simplified Baraka that can be recited, that I and I recite, to ask Yahuwah Hashem, he who be who he be, to help I and I to prepare for this 6 month, the sixth moon that's called Elul, and the 40-day season of repentance, the 40-day season of Teshuvah, right here, here, here. Now, another point to be made is a footnote at this time from the Brit Chadasha. Let's look at these 40 days with Robeinu, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Robeinu, I and I Master, HaMoshiach, and that 40 days, right? That 40 days, you remember the 40 days? But hear, Baraka, Baraka, Baraka. Yehi Ratzon, Mia Lefaneka Yahua Eloheinu, Welohe Aboteinu, Sheta Hadesh, Sheta Hadesh Aleinu, Chodesh Tov, Badoneinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Amen. May it be your will. May it be your will. Yehi Ratzon. Mi Lifaneka. May it be favorable in the Hebrew. Yehi Ratzon. Mi Lifaneka. Or Lifanecha, as some would say. Yehi, like, may it be favorable in your face, from your perspective, in your face, in your presence. Yehi Ratzon. Mi Lifanecha. Yahuwah Eloheinu. He who be, we be. I and I Elohim, I and I power. Welohe Avoteinu, the Elohim, Elohim of I and I patriarchs, of I and I fathers. Shete Chadesh Aleinu, Shete Chadesh Aleinu. May you renew, cause to be new. Shete Chadesh, to renew, to cause to be new. Aleinu, us for I and I. Chodesh Tov, Chodesh Tov, Chodesh Tawab, Chodesh, new moon, no new month, Tov, good. A good month, a good Badoneinu, in I and I, Master, in I and I, Sovereign, Badoneinu, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua, the Messiah, Amen, 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 Amen. So hear the blowing of the shofar for the tribe, beginning on Rosh Chodesh Elul, beginning on the new moon, right, of the sixth month, and continuing until the day before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is the day of trumpets in the Torah, Yom Teruah, right? It is customary to blow and to sound the shofar, the ram's horn, every day, except for Shabbat. Now, what's good right here, the Shabbat day is a day, is a day, is a day. Robeinu Yeshua said, know ye not, there are 12 hours in the day, right? So here, the evening service after the Shabbat, we're going to blow the shofar right here. This practice was adopted to help I and I to awaken, wake up, right, to wake up for the coming high Isla days. Now, the custom is first, right, is first to blow what's known as the tekiah. What is a tekiah? Tekiah is a long single blast. The long single blast known as a tekiah is the sound of the king's coronation. Again, the custom in blowing the ram's horn, known as the shofar, right? The first blow of the ram's horn, the first sound, the tekiah. The tekiah is a long single blast, and this symbolizes the sound of the king's HaMelech's coronation. This is followed by Shevarim. What are the Shevarim? Shevarim are the breakers. Literally, Shevar means to break. Shevarim, another way to say it, is the breakers. So this is followed by these three short. They are whale-like, like whaling-like blasts. What does this signify, Chavarim? It signifies Teshuvah. Notice the three, the Trinity, man of the Trinity, the three short whale-like blasts, Shevarim. This is followed by the Teruah. Note that the Yom Teruah, the Rosh Hashanah, which is the fifth, sixth, and seventh. So we have the last three here in the third of the three times in the year that we appear before He who be, we be. So the last, right, we have, the next one is the Teruah. The Teruah is several short blasts of alarm. Several short blasts of alarm. Ring the alarm. to awaken the soul, to awaken her, to awaken the nefesh, and to close, to seal up. The seal up is the Tekiah HaGadol. What is a Tekiah HaGadol? It is a long final blast. So once again, here on the cusp here of the 6 months, the six moon, and the beginning of the season of Teshuvah, of repentance, of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, of that soul searching, getting our accounts in order. The shofar, first blast by Tekiah, a long single blast, the sound of the king's coronation, followed by Shevarim, three short whale-like blasts signifying repentance, followed by Teruah, several short blasts of alarm to awaken the soul, and to close with the Tekiah HaGadol, a long final blast. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Shema.
He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
So here we have a song, today's daily song. Just briefly right here, brothers and sisters, looking at the time right here, and we have this 47th sabbatical study, Re'eh. So we have Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26, to chapter 16, verse 17. We also have the prophet's reading, right? And the prophet's reading, it goes along with this third of the of the Sabbaths of comfort, the 7 weeks of comfort. We have the 7 weeks of comfort, the last Shabbat of the year. And we have the prophet's reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 to chapter 55, verse 5. We're going to pick up on a little bit more on that right there. Oh, afflicted and storm-tossed, right? This is the part that begins off right here in Isaiah chapter 55 at verse chapter 54 at verse 11 to 55. O thou afflicted and tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fear colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. So this is known as Anya Soara, Anya Soara. O thou afflicted and tossed with tempest. So here, that's for the prophet's reading, as these are the 7 weeks of comfort to comfort Yisrael, Yasharala, here in the time and the season. The Brit Hadasha, New Testament reading, is from John chapter 7, verses 37 to verse 52, the focus verses. Get in some of the details as we move forward, looking at the time right here on the board. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm, right here. It is Psalm 69, Shema Yisrael. Let's rise up the chant.
I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Yeah, you know, we like to put things into context. Context matters right here. So interesting what we have here, both of the Torah reading and feeding. So of interest what we have with the Torah reading and feeding here for the 47th sabbatical study, and also this psalm too. I think in the previous year we have an audible, we'll probably try to share it maybe a little later on, that we was reasoning on the connection of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Tet, Samech Tet, Samech Tet, Psalm 69, Psalm LXIX, the prayer of the persecuted, the prayer of the persecuted. Let's just look at this right here. Psalm 69. Just looking at the calendar, you know, make sure we're in the proper order. Today's daily psalm right here for the leader, upon Shoshanim of David, a psalm of David, La Menateach al Shoshanim, the David, prayer of the persecuted. This is a deeply, it says, pathetic human document. Pathos has to do with suffering. So there's a deep suffering, pathos, emotion in this human document that's presented by this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Tet, Psalm 69. A devout servant of Ha'el, of the Almighty, of Elohim, is undergoing cruel treatment and feels that his sufferings are due to his, they have religious loyalty here, but his relationship loyalty to that divine covenant relationship, loyalty and royalty. He pleads with Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el for relief, and in burning indignation, he begs that retribution come upon his persecutors and false prosecutors. His faith, emunato, emetu, haimenotu, his faith, his admittance, his amen, remains firm through the ordeal. And he looks to the future, what a feat, kadima, with confidence, boteach, in spite of the heading that it has here, Le David, of David. There are several passages in the Mizmor, in the psalm, in the chant, that do not fit in with his period, and rather it points to the age of the captivity, or the later time of the captivity, we say post-Davidic. It is noteworthy that the Midrash, which you like to share briefly right here, it understood the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Tet, Psalm 69, as relating to the Babylonian exile. The Babylonian exile, come out of her, my people, come out of Babylon. According to many modern commentators, the author, some say, is probably the prophet Jeremiah. And the parallels, there are parallels that can be seen between today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, and the book of the prophet Jeremiah. They are undoubtedly frequent, as well as very striking. As one commentator had expressed it, this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, should be read throughout with Jeremiah in mind, the prophet Jeremiah in mind. Whether he wrote it or not, His history gives the key. Jeremiah's history, Prophet Jeremiah's history gives the key to the meaning here of today's daily psalm, prayer of the persecuted, prayer of the falsely prosecuted, the persecuted. What's interesting is that this mirrors here, right, in I receptivity, the third reading here for this third week of comfort, for this Shabbat, Aniyah So'ara, O thou afflicted and tossed with tempest, Aniyah, speaking to she. So here it's actually speaking to her, it's speaking to she right here, speaking to our collective soul, our collective psyche, right, our collective nefesh right here, speaking to Kol Yisrael right here. Aniyah So'ara, O thou afflict us with tempest. Lo, not Nuhama, not comforted. Remember the previous Nahamu, comfort y'all. But she, our collective soul, our psyche, we could say Zion, Zion, right, in typology, Yerushalayim, both of them are she as well, referring, according to the Hebrew metaphysics, to our collective soul, of the soul people. Aniyah So'ara Loa Nuhama, not comforted. Hine, behold, look, see. Hine. Marabita Bapuk Avanik Avanayik Via Saditik Via Saditik Basapri. Behold, I will set thy stones in fear colors. Behold, Hine, look, see, here it is. Hine, Anoki, I myself, Marabita, Bapuk, Avanayik, I will set your stones, Avanayik, speaking to she, Avanayik, and lay thy foundations. We are Sadatik, thy Masad, Sada. Right, you sold the foundation. We are sadatik, your foundation, ba saparim, with sapphires. But it's the opening part right here, that we just want to disconnect the prayer of the persecuted and this comfort, right, the seven Shabbat of comfort. And here we're at the third of the seven Shabbat of comfort. For the Aniyah So'ara, O thou, speaking to she, saying to her, O thou afflicted and storm-tossed, Aniyah So'ara, prayer of the persecuted. Shema. Here.
Psalm 69.
Mizmor Samechtet. Lam natseyah al shoshanim le-David.
Save me, O God.
Hoshi'eni Elohim.
For the waters are coming unto my soul.
Kiva umayim ad nafesh.
I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards.
But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from my servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw an eye unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein, 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 dwell therein.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom. Shabbat shalom,
send it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
So here for today's song, 36, depends on if you're looking at English, 36, 37 verses, full psalm right here. Yeah, here we got 20 minutes before we go to the Great Spirit, a kind of heads up, listening in the live stream, whether it's seeking to be on air at the top of the hour, like after the next hour goes through for the Sunday first day service, and you know, full, hopefully, on the Barak. Yeah. Other people, I was watching some other ones, you know, podcast, not podcast so much, but, you know, people are doing things like on, food services, all kind of, you know, expanding 5G, seeing some little indication, not as bad as the PJI have, but just giving a heads up, you know, combined and, you know, tied with I and I, you know, and hopefully we get through the full of the Iowa to come forward, you know, with the Torah, you know, the Aliyot, the reading, with the Haftarah. It's reading, especially here for this third of comfort for Jah people and the Brit Kadash. Into this psalm here a little bit more. Yeah. you know, a lot of messianic quotes within today's daily psalm. It's a rather long psalm, like to really kind of grind on a little bit more, but first things first, let's go to our best. Gosh, as we mentioned in the read-through, it's worthy of the Midrash. The Midrash means to study. Midrash means to study. Example, let's just connect these dots. Just looking at the time. So right here, when we go to, what does it say, seek? Doesn't have it, seek. All right, seek in mind. Okay, here we're in chapter 54. There's a particular verse where it says, seek him. I read it a little bit earlier. Seek him. It's the word derash, and midrash. All right, it's seeking, like seeking in the studies, basically how we are seeking by reading and studying and growing in grace and walking it out in life and liberty. I'll find the verse and bring it forward more so. But here, for the time's sake right here, brief midrash. A brief study right here, right, on today's daily psalm, as the midrash of today's psalm, Psalm 69, needs more psalmic text, as relating to Babylonian exile, right, even as we here, even this time coming out of Babylon. So similar. Here is today's daily psalm, brief,
And here, a midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech 8. Psalm 69. Here, midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Gormawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Negus, Negeza, Ethiopia. Moa, Anbesa, Zeim, Negeta, Yehuda. So here, a midrash, Psalm 69. Upon Shoshani, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in to the soul. Hear. Hebraically, the first two verses, the Aleph and the Beit verses of Mizmor Samech 8. Lanatzeach al Shoshani Lidawid. Hosha'ini Elohim Akia Ba'u Mayim. Ada nafesh. For the leader, lamnatzeach. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, lamnatzeach. Upon Shoshani, al Shoshani. Of David, le David. The word psalm not there in the Hebrew, thus italicized in the KJV and better versions, says le David of David, lamnatzeach al Shoshani le David. Hosha'ini Elohim, ki va'u mayim ad nafesh. Save I. Hosha'ini Elohim. Yahoshua, Sha'a. From Sha'a to save. Give I the victory. Hosha'ini Elohim. O Elohim, ki va'u mayim. Key for Ba'u, they come, Mayim, the waters, Ad Nafesh, the waters come to reaching, come even to the soul, reaching to the soul. Key Ba'u, Mayim, Ad Nafesh. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu She'amar HaKatub, even in Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs, Song 7 and 7, where it reads, how fear and how precious art thou, O love, for delights. How fear and how pleasant art thou. How fear, how beautiful and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. Delights. Ma yafit uma na'amit. Ahiva bata'il nugim. Hear. In Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 6 in the KJV, how fear, how beautiful, and how pleasant art thou. Ma yafit, ma na amit, speaking to she. Ahiva, Ba ta'in nugim. For delights. Or delightful daughter. Hear, Hebraically speaking. Ba ta'in nugim. Delightful daughter can be brought out right here. So this verse, that is to say, how fear and how pleasant were the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, when they stood at the sea, and beheld HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and beheld the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As Scripture says, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 31, and Yisrael and Israel saw the great walk that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that He who be, who He be, did upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And the people feared, they reverenced Yahuwah, Jehovah, and believed in Yahuwah and He who be, who He be, in Jehovah, and in His servant Moshe, and in His servant Moses. Indeed, whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel, behold HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, how pleasant and fear are they. Ma yafitu ma na'amit. How beautiful and pleasant they are. They beheld HaElohim, the true good, the true God, as He gave them the Torah, HaTorah, at Sinai. And all of them became upright persons, as is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, the Proverbs, the Solomon Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 7, where it reads, He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Yitzpona laisharim atushia. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright, for the righteous. Yitzpon laisharim tushia. Here. KJV, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. Hebraically, yitzpon laisharim tushia. Tushia, sound wisdom. Tushia for the Yisharim, for the upright. Scripture also says, even in Psalm 125, Hebraic, the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, that reads, Do good, O Lord, to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Here, Psalm 125, the fourth verse. Heitiva Yahuwah. La Tori, do good. Hey Tiva, Yahuwah, La Tori, to the Tori, to the good. We li shari be libotam. We li shari be libotam. And to them that are upright, be libotam, and libotam, in their hearts. They beheld Adonai, come into the tent of meeting, into the Ohel Moed, the tent of appointment, and they became righteous. As is said, even in Psalm 33, Hebraically the first verse, Rejoice in the Lord, O ye, O y'all righteous. Hear. Psalm 33, Hebraically the first verse, Rannu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. Rannu, tzadikim, b'Yahuwah, rannu, rejoice, rannu, and singing in shrilling tones, rannu, tzadikim, ye righteous, b'Yahuwah, and He who be, who He be. They beheld HaElohim, the true good, the true God, upon the waters of the sea, and they became Shoshanim. They became Shoshanim, lilies, as is said even here in today's psalm. For the leader upon Shoshanim, Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim, all upon on al Shoshanim, Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim. And when lilies, Shoshanim, as the Mizmur, as a psalm, as a chant, as the Isaiah says, they prayed, save me, save I, O Elohim, for the waters are come in to the soul. Hosha'ayni Elohim, ki ba'u mayim ad nafesh. Save I, O Elohim, Hosha'ayni Elohim, for the waters are calm. Ki ba'u mayim, ki ba'u mayim, the waters are calm. Ad nafesh, are calm and even reaching to the nafesh, reaching to the soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overwhelm me, where the floods overwhelm I. Alayati, Biwena amidst ula weena ma omad. Baiti ve ma'e ma'ke ma'i ve shibolet me afatni. I am sunk in deep mire where there is no standing. Avaiti, avaitiya biyawain bivain, avaitiya bivain, avaitiya bivain mitzulah. We ain't maomad, where there's no standing. Bati, I am come. Be ma'e ma'ke ma'i, into deep waters. And the flood overwhelmed I with shibolet, shit afatini, overwhelmed I. Shit afatini, ani, I. Deep mire. What is the deep mire? Yuen mitzula. Deep mire. This alludes to exile in Babylon. For Babylon is the miry deep. And Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, thus saith Adonai, that saith to the deep, be dry. The words where there is no standing, we ain't maomad, where there is no maomad, standing, where there is no standing. This alludes to the exile in Media and Persia. Deep waters, the ma'imake mayim, deep waters to the exile in Greece, among the Gracchi in Greece, and floods, shibolet, and floods. Floods to the exile in wicked and ratchet Edom, in ratchet Edom. The verse, the Dalet verse that reads, I am weary with my crying, my throat is dry. In the Dalet verse, in the fourth verse, I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried. Yagaiti yavi kai nihar, groni, my throat is dry. I am weary. I'm worn out. Yagaiti, yabekari, vikari, with my crying, my calling out. Yagaiti, yabekari, with my kara, my calling out. Vikari, nihar, groni. My throat is dried. Together with the remaining verses of the Mizmor, of the Psalm, even today's Psalm, Mizmor Samech 8, Psalm 69, alludes to the downpression of the present exile. There is nothing, klum, else I can do except pray. For it is said, even in the 14th verse of Mizmor Samech 8, the 14th verse, where it reads, But as for I, let my prayer be to thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, in an acceptable hour. Wa'ani tefilati alecha Yahuwah ait ratzon. But as for I, wa'ani tefilati lecha, my prayer, tefilati lecha, to the I male, Yahuwah, O he who be, who ye be, ait ratzon. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa. Rav Jose Ben Chalafta taught that there are set times, Rav Jose Ben Chalafta taught that there are set times for prayer. What is an acceptable set time? The hour, the Iowa, when the congregation, the aggregation, the Gazan, together to gather aggregation, praise. The hour, the Iowa, when the aggregation, the congregation, praise is an acceptable set time. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. In an acceptable time, Iowa, acceptable time have I heard thee. I deliver me. Deliver I out of the mire, and let me make I not sink. Deliver I out of the mire. Hatzaleni, hatzaleni, miyatit, mitit, out of the mire, from the teat, mitit. Hatzaleni, snatch I, deliver I. Hatzaleni, hatzaleni, natzal, snatch I, mitit, from the teat, mitit. With Allah, et aba'ah, with Allah et aba'ah. Wa ala et aba'ah, and make I not sink, make I not sink. Wa ala et aba'ah, wa ala et aba'ah, make I not to sink. That is, deliver I, hatzalei ni, hatzalei ani, deliver I ni, hatzalei ni, snatch I out of the punishment of Sheol, the punishment of Gen Chinom, Gehinna, punishment of hell, of the Hebrew hell, Gehinnom. Of that it is said, even in Psalm 40, verse 3, where it reads, he brought me, he brought I up also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay. Hear, hear, hear. As it is said in the meme, the mame, the meme psalm, Psalm 40, Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel verse. Waya eleni, waya eleni ya mibora shawona mitita hayawen, hayawen. He brought I up, he caused I to aliyah. Waya eleni, waya eleni, waya eleni, waya eleni, waya eleni, caused I to go up, to aliyah up. Waya eleni ya mibora shawon, out of the tumultuous bor. The bor, mi bor, mi vor, the vortex of tumult, the tumultuous pit. Mi bor shalon, mi tita hayayaren, mi tita hayawen, hayawen, out of the miry clay. Mi tita hayawen,
keep on loving on,
give up the
life. Keep on loving on,
give up the life.
Keep on loving on,
give up the life.
So here, 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 right up to Aliyah, Aliyah. He brought me up, Waya Eleni, Waya Eleni, Aliyah, 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 cause I need to get up, go up to higher, higher, higher heights. So here, if I was about to study, Rehei, Shabbat, Rehei, Rehei, seeing sight, yes, that was a Baraka, first of the Baraka. All right, so here's the give. This one is the Dake. You might hear like the Discal, the Dake, the apostolic doctrine, the teaching, according to Greek, 4-8. Right? 8. You shall not hesitate to give or murmur when you do give, because you shall know who is the good of the higher. You shall not from him that is in want. We have a discussion of the word want, right? Because we use want in some very interesting yet dubious senses, right? When it says the Lord is my shepherd, when it says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Want simply, basically, directly in the English mean to lack. It says in the Torah that we shall give, right, to our brother according to his want, according to his lack. Yahuwah Ro'i, he is I and I shepherd. Right, I and I shall not lack. So here, just this kind of overview for the Shabbat, giving to the poor, considering the poor. You shall not hesitate to give, nor murmur when you do give, because you shall repay of the higher. You shall not turn away from him that is in want, that is in lack, but you shall share all things with your brother, and shall not say that they are your own. For if you are partakers in what is immortal, eternal, how much more in the sayings, the sayings that are mortal. Now this is one of the ancient teachings that I get documented in Scalia. It's a lot of the ancient Talmud. The Talmud is the operative word of some of that is the Babylonian Talmud, but Talmud is the base word that means teaching, right? So from that, from the Hebraic, the Judaic, came a lot of the early teaching, like the Didache, the Didascalia, and you can even hear within language, Kovaria, Rabbi Shaul, where he says right here, you share all things with our brother, you should not say that they are your own, but this part in particular, for if you are partakers of that which is immortal, eternal, how much more the things which are mortal, you know, things life right here. So here on the end and the irid, going to write up the baraka, but to that particular message, that particular theme of giving Havarim, hear this.
Thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you.
Whatever,
give thanks.
You
thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
All right, the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law. Down to down to.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. I be Bible.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari. Jah!
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Unatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch atah Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, King of the universe, eternal King, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Yes, I for this Shabbat. 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 Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Yes, I for this Shabbat. 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 This Torah portion reading and feeding right here, this Rastafari sabbatical strong for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first Aliyah of offering, first reading here for this Shabbat Sabbath, behold, Sabbath, see, sing, sight, Shabbat Ray. Here. First Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah. Picking up here with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Here the Sefer Devarim. Here picking up at chapter 11, verse 26, for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the first offering up offering for this Shabbat. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Re'ei. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Re'ei Anoki Noten Lifnei Kem Hayom Braka U'Kalala. Behold, Re'ei, I set before you, I've given before your faces, Re'ei, Anoki, Noten, Lifnekem, Hayom, this day, Hayom, Braka, Ukalala, a blessing
and a curse. Eta habraka asher tisham uwa eta mitzawoti yawa elohekem. A blessing, baraka, if ye obey, if ye hear, if ye heed, if ye obey the commandments, the imperatives of Yahweh, of Jehovah, Yah Elohim. Eta habraka asher tisham u. Illa mitzawoti yawa elohekem. Asher anokia mitzawe etikem hayom, which, that which I command you this day, and a curse, and a cuss, if y'all will not obey, hear, obey the imperatives of Yahweh, of Jehovah, y'all Elohim, with hakalalaim lo tishamu illa mitzawotai Yahweh Elohekem. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other Elohim, which y'all ye have not known. With Sartem Amina Hadareka Asher, Anokia Mitzawe, Etekem Hayom, Laleketa Achere, Elohim Acherim, Asher Loa Yidaitem. And it shall come to pass when Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, have brought thee into the land, whither, where thou goest to possess it, to possess her, that thou shalt put the baraka upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side, Yarden, Jordan, by the way where the sun goeth down in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the campaign over against Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? For y'all, ye shall pass over Yarden, Jordan, to go in to possess the land which Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah y'all Elohim, giveth you. And ye, y'all, shall possess it, shall possess her, and dwell therein. And ye, y'all, shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 12. Conditions of baraka, conditions of blessing in the land. These are the statutes and judgments which ye, y'all, shall observe to do in the land, which Yahweh, Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, giveth thee to possess her. All the days that y'all live upon the earthly plane, ye, y'all, shall utterly destroy, downstroy all the places wherein the Goyim, the nations, the nationalities, which ye, y'all, shall possess, serve their Elohim. Upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree, and ye, y'all, shall overthrow their altars, and break their pillars, and burn their groves with fire, and ye, y'all, shall hew down the graven images of their Elohim, and destroy, downstroy the names, Shemot, the names of them out of that place. Y'all, ye shall not do so to Yahweh Elohim. You should not do to Jehovah, y'all Elohim, but to the place, the makom, which Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, y'all Elohim, shall choose out of all your tribes to put Shemo, his name, to put the Hashem there even. To his habitation shall ye, y'all, seek, and thither and there thou shalt come. And thither and there ye, y'all, shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and your heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your free will offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye, y'all, shall eat lifnei Yahweh Elohim before Jehovah, y'all Elohim, and ye, y'all, shall rejoice in all that ye, y'all, put your hand, your yad to. Ye, y'all, and your households, wherein Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, thy Elohim, hath blessed thee, I. Ye, y'all, shall not do after all the things that we, I, and I do here
this day every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For y'all, ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Jehovah Yah Elohim giveth you. But when ye, y'all, go over Yardane, go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, y'all Elohim, giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye, y'all, dwell in safety, 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 safety. And hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, O Israel, hear for the Sheni. The Sheni, Aliyah, the second Aliyah for Shabbat Re'ei, Sabbath, behold. Send that in the hole. Yes, here, here, here. Shema Israel. Give here, here. We pick up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, at Deuteronomy chapter 12. Here, picking up with verse 11, Deuteronomy 12:11. For the Sheni, for the second reading, the second up offering, offering up for this Shabbat Re'ei. W'haya hamakom asher yibhari Yahweh Elohekem. Bo ale shaken shmo sham shamma tabiu eight kol asher anoki ne sawet kem olotekem we zibachekem ma isa rotekem ua te rumata yedkem we kola mi bahara nidarekem asher tidru layawa. Hear, 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 the Sheni. Then there shall be a place which Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yah Elohim, shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. W'haya hamakom asher yibhari Yahweh Elohim. Bo l'shaken shemo sham shamma. Thither there shall ye, y'all, bring all that I command you. Ta biu eight kol asher anokia mitzawe hetekem. Your burnt offerings, olotekem, and your sacrifices, wizibachekem, your tithes, ma isa rotekem, and the heave offering of your hands, u terumata yedkem, and all your choice vows which ye y'all vow to Jehovah. Wikol mi bahar nidarekem. Nidrekem asher tidru layawa. And ye, y'all, shall rejoice lifnei Yahweh Elohekem before Jehovah y'all Elohim. Ye, y'all, and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants and ha'lewim and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place, ha-makom, which Jehovah shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the baraka of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, which he hath given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat hadam, the blood, Y'all shall pour it upon the earth as water. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithes of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor any of the vows which thou vowest, nor thy free will offerings, or terumat, the terumat, the heave, the gift, the heave offering of thine hand. But thou must eat them, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, in Hamakom, in the place, the spot, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim shall choose. Thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and Halewi, and the Levite that is within thy gates. And thou shalt rejoice, lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, in all that thou puttest thine hands to. Take heed to thyself that thou forsake not Halewi, the Levite, as long as thou livest upon the earth, the earthly plain. When Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, shall enlarge thy border, as he hath promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh. Thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place, Hamakom, the spot which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath chosen to put Shemo, his name, there, be too far from thee, then thou shall kill of thy herd and of thy flock, which Yahweh Jehovah hath given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul, thy psyche, lusteth after, longest after. Even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them. The unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. Only be sure that thou eat not hadam, the blood, for hadam, the blood, is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it. Thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children, thy sons after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Only thy holy Isla set apart things which thou hast, and thy vows thou shalt take, and go to Hamakom, the place which Yahweh, Jehovah, shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar, the Mizbeach of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, and Hadam, the blood of thy sacrifices, shall be poured out upon HaMizbeach, the altar of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, and thou shalt eat the flesh. Observe and hear all these words, Dabarim, which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children, thy sons, after thee, forever, forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim.
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 Father. And son.
Father.
And son.
Father.
And son.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. I be Bible. Shout up to Psalms and the wicked them trim. Live by